So we all tend to go through our day having ideas, thoughts, responses, judgments.
But right now, we're going to turn that off. We're going to stop consuming, and we're just going to be. So I invite you to please close your eyes and sit comfortably. You may already feel comfortable, but check that you do. For most of us, that'll probably mean feet flat on the floor, side by side, hands resting in lap or on thighs or at the sides, and listening for a moment to sounds, to the soundscape surrounding us, and then feeling the body, especially where it's making contact, the upper back, mid back, lower back, the seat, thighs, backs of thighs, feet, just receiving the sensations of contact, noticing that they arise quite spontaneously by themselves. We don't have to do anything to feel the contact, the pressure. It's just there. We just sort of open to it. We just let it be there in our awareness. Now we're going to come to the jaw, the lower mandible. Allow it to sink. Imagine it sinking into a velvet pillow just below the chin. Don't make it drop. Let it drop. Let it be slack. It may fall, sink as much as an eighth of an inch, quarter of an inch. Just let it. At the same time, if it's comfortable, imagine there's a wall right behind you and the back of your head slides up the wall a little bit, eighth of an inch, perhaps quarter of an inch. And couple these two things. This upward slide, it's just minimal, but it's there. Upward slide of the back of the head. Downward release of the jaw. And you may notice a softness in the throat as we do this. Also, you may notice a softness, an ease, something like a taste of a spaciousness, a kind of restful space in the lower back of the skull, the base of the skull at the back. See if you can taste that. And now we'll expand that so that the entire socket of the base of the skull, where the spine meets it, where the spinal column adjoins the skull, all around that kind of socket, let all of that area taste the same ease, a kind of fluidity, as if the skull is floating on a sort of hydraulic suspension system, right there at the junction, the joint of the spinal cord and the skull, letting the skull rest. It's an important part of the body. It is the major junction of the hardware of our central nervous system. It's also the site of the brain stem, the oldest part of the brain, most ancient, the reptilian brain. And we can actually deliberately bring ease to it simply by gazing at it with our internal attentive gaze and letting it all be restful. Once again, the jaw down, sinking, the back of the head gently sliding up a little, opening up this area, the base of the skull. It's important also because, you know, right there, bringing ease to the brainstem, to the reptilian brain that just reacts, is a way of bringing ease to the whole brain. From that ancient stem in the brain, we could imagine that there's a second layer of brain, a kind of blooming around that, which is the limbic system, the mammalian brain, where all fears and joys and hopes and dreams and emotions and feelings and responses to things, all of our feelings, our desires, our fears and dislikes, they're all in this blooming of the mammalian brain. And when the foundational stem is more at ease, it brings an ease that suffuses the mammalian brain too. And beyond that, there's another layer of a kind of blooming, like cloud, really. That's our human brain, our cerebrum, the place where our consciousness is active, our thinking, our rationality, our capacity to think about things and devise and scheme and plan and so on. All of that also can come to rest when the brainstem is more restful. It's okay right now to drop basically everything. This is a space we're creating right here and now where we don't have to do anything. We don't have to plan to do anything. We don't have to consider what has been done. This is a place right now, here, a space of rest, a Sabbath, a time of unloading, offloading the nervous system, offloading our being, just putting down all the burdens, but also all the threads of our life. Just let them go. It's okay, they're all going to be waiting. We can pick them up again. But just for a little while, a few minutes, not even, put them down. Allow yourself to be here, now. Not just here now, this can sound like almost injunctions. No, just space. Space. Here, now. Okay, good. Now we're going to expand from here. Move a little bit on from here. Broaden. This is the beginnings of mindful practice, of meditation, of opening up to a broader view, a more capacious perspective on what a human being is, on what we are, by just for a little while not pursuing our ordinary paths, plans, schemes, and, so to speak, forward motion, what draws us on and what within us compels us on, we let that go. And because we're doing so, because we're just being, we're opening up the possibility of a little exploration. More, you might say, horizontal, expansive, less directional, more of a spreading of our awareness, more vertical in some views, going deeper and higher, finding what's possible when we're at rest. You don't have to do anything. Just open to the space within, all through the body, kind of gentle, humming, vibratory space. All around the body, something a little similar, a clear, vibratory space. Maybe the two can merge. And just as we sit here, we are one clear, luminous, dark, sort of scintillating, vibratory, humming, active space. Okay, thank you very much. Now feeling the seat again, the legs, the feet, the hands. Coming back into this room, we can gently open the eyes a little, allowing in light and shape and dark and color. Lift the eyes. Okay, now we're ready. Back in our day. Enjoy.